paragraph Yud Aleph. V'ze b'chinas ha-bezn shel shloisha she-tzrichen l'milas ger u-tfilosoy. Now we understand also why you need a bezn of three to be present at the time that the convert is being circumcised and immersing in the mikveh. V'lamduhu rabbi senuzal midichsiv mishpot l'gabi ger. And the Gemara learns this out from the fact that when the Torah speaks about converts, it uses the word mishpat. And the Gemara learns out, ma mishpat b'shloisha, av ger tzor shloisha. Just like judgment, a justice, according to Judaism, requires three, so too conversion requires three. Ki b'chol mishpat v'din tzrichen shloisha, because any time there's a judgment, it requires three judges. Ki ha mishpat hu lahachnia ha-sheker, because judgment, justice, we're always trying to eliminate the falsehood and to clarify and bring forth the truth. That's what judgment and justice is all about. Which we do in the presence of judges. One of these people is telling the truth and the other one is lying, right? And the judges have to sort out the truth from the falsehood. We know that Emes has three letters. We mentioned before, Emes is three letters and Sheker is three letters. And the three letters of Emes correspond to Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, which the Emes is Koilel, all three of those. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start explaining this a little clearer. He's talking about a judgment that any time we go to court, court requires three judges. And so too, conversion, when a non-Jew comes to convert, it requires three. V'alkein tzrichin b'chol mishpat v'din l'achnia ha-sheker b'sharoshoi. This is why any time that we're having a judgment, we have to try to eliminate the sheker from its source, to eradicate the sheker by getting to the root of it. Dahainu shetzrichen lekasher atzman bebechinas kula yechod, bebechinas klolius, shenichlal abriya b'koydem abriya. The way that we do that is by plugging into the oneness of Hashem, that holiness that existed before creation, bebechinas av uben kechodo, when father and son were like one. Shayidei bechinas zu nizbatel hasheker legamri. When we accomplish that, when we do that, we eliminate the sheker totally. Vein lo shum achizo klal, and the sheker has no place whatsoever. Me'achar shekulo yechod, because we're plugging into that oneness. Within one, you can't have any sheker. You can't have, you know, a right and a wrong, a good and a bad. Ubechina zu shel kloli yisachar abriya b'koydem abriya. This concept of being able to take the creation, the world and everything, and plug it into what was before creation, sheze nasa al yedei emes. The way that we accomplish that is through emes, al yedei shehadayonin donin din emes lamitoi, by the judges being especially careful to try to come out with a true judgment, a judgment of truth. Zois habechina hu bechina mishuleshes. That's a concept of three. That's dependent on three. Ki hi klula misholosh bechinos, because it's composed of three things. Shehem klal kiyum kol ha'olamos, which are what support and allow all the worlds to exist. What are they? Shehem bechinas yamin usmoil v'yemtza. There's a right side, a left side, and the middle. Shenimtza bekol mokoim shesher, which is shesheroshim ebechina zu, which is found in all, in everything that comes from this koydem abriya. Ki koydem abriya, koydem shiotz abriya klal mikoyach elapoyal, because before creation, before Hashem actually produced the world and everything, ze bechinas koylo yamina, then everything was right. Right meaning the right side. ki les smoltamon kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the level of holiness that existed before creation was a level that's so high that there is no right and left. It's all oneness. Remember we said that creation was yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. When we talk about nothing, in nothing there's no right and left. It's all oneness. When we come into something, yesh, the word yesh, the yud is yamin, the shin is smol, right and left. There, once we have creation, there's a concept of right and left.
Once Hashem went ahead with creation and he brought the creation into being,
the world and everything in it is referred to as left compared to what was before creation, which is referred to as right.
The takef kishiot sabri mikoech lapoyel azai nase roishem takef al hishtal shalus hasitrachra shehu hara shehu hasheker vatumakram.
And as soon as that happened, as soon as Hashem went ahead with creation, and now there became a right and left, there was Hashem and there was creation, there was man and woman, there were all of these there was no more oneness. We moved away from oneness. That's what created the potential. That's what created the opening for the sheker, the sitrachra, the ra, the tumah.
V'zeh kol avoydaseinu, and therefore our whole mission is lehachmiya hasheker, shia sitrachra, to defeat and subdue the sheker, which is the sitrachra, kidei sheyachzor v'yuchlal achra abriya b'koydam abriya, and thereby be able to connect and attach the creation to before creation.
So that the creation should also be oneness and goodness, just like it was before creation. This is the third aspect. Remember, we said Koidam Abriya, phase one was Koidam Abriya, which is called right. Phase two, once Hashem went ahead with creation, there became the potential for sheker, tumah, all of those things. That's left. Now our mission is to take the bria and plug it back into koidam abria, to elevate the bria, to eliminate the ra totally, to defeat the ra in this world to such a level that the bria becomes one with koidam abria. And that's this third level. That's this emtsa. That's the middle.
Bechinas kav hamachria.
That's the compromise, the bringing together of these two. Again, we had right, then left, and now we're trying to come up with this middle to bring left, to be able to bring the left so close to the right that they're able to merge together again as one. Right, left, center.
Hainu bechinas zu shegam achra bria. Achar shekvar yotz habriya mikoyach lapoyel, yekol habriya nechleles bekoydem habriya.
Meaning that we're able to take the, after Hashem created, and after there was this potential for Hashem and everything, and we're able to merge it in and plug it back into koydem habriya,
al yedei shemekashrin kol habriya l'sharosh b'chines kol yechod, aydei emes kanal.
By attaching the whole creation, the whole world and everything in it, to before creation, how? Through the midah of emes. The more that we are involved in emes, emes is the Torah, the Torah is called emes, all the different things that are emes are what eliminate, it's the opposite of sheker, and that eliminates the block or the difference between creation and before creation. Before creation, it was kulay toiv. Creation made a potential for sheker and all the different flavors of it and everything. When we eliminate and defeat the sheker and subdue the sheker totally, and we replace it with emes, we're bringing what was left into right. We're taking what started out as being left and merging it into the right.
Zois habechina, hu bechinas kav hamachria.
That's the concept of this middle lane. Shemekasher umechaber yamin usmoil, which binds and unites right and left. That's the concept of the attaching and uniting of the creation with before creation. This is the whole concept of the Jewish people, which are made up of three: Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Shem keneged shloish avos, corresponding to the three forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Shekol zehu bechinas mishuleshes kanal. All of this is this trilogy that we're dealing with here. Bechinas yemin, usmoel, the emtza machriya kanal. The right, the left, and the middle, which makes peace between them, which decides between them like. And therefore, when we have to make a judgment, whereby there's a litigation going on, two people are fighting, he's saying that he's wrong, he's saying I'm right, he's wrong, and we want to be mevarer the emes, we want to be able to identify the truth, we need three judges, Shehem keneged shloisha b'chinas anal, corresponding to the three levels we discussed. Ki habezden heim b'chinas yemin usmoel v'emtza hamachriya. K'may Shem Rabbi Senazal, because a bezden of three is this concept of right, left, and the middle that compromises between them. K'may Shem Rabbi Senazal, like the Gemara says, that the Gemara learns out from Psukim that it says this pasuk that teaches us you need one judge. Then it says a second pasuk which teaches us that you need two judges. And since we know that two is no good, why? Because if you have two, if A says one thing and B says the other thing, you have no way of deciding. You can't have an even number bezin. Therefore, we make it odd. We add a third judge. And that he can be the deciding factor if the two disagree with each other. V'alkein al yidei elu hasholosh shem keneged shloisha b'chinas anal al yodam nichlal achra b'riya b'koydim abriya b'chinas kulo yechod v'aydei zeh nichna hasheker. And therefore, by having three judges, which represent all three of these aspects, we're able to plug in after creation with before creation, all oneness, and we're able to defeat the sheker. Ki ikar achizas hasheker machmas richukoy meyachod. Because what gives sheker its strength and its power is the more we move away from oneness. Ki b'chol mokem shenichlal smoil b'yamin ayde emtza machriya. Because wherever the left is being merged into the right, integrated into the right, through a go-between that's making peace between them, that is also accomplishing an aspect of this uniting the creation with before creation. Based on this, a non-Jew who's coming to convert, the way that we're able to remove this sheker from him is by removing this orla, the and then by immersing him in the water, we're plugging him into that state that was before creation, that oneness. That's what enables him to go out of the tuma into tara. Through that oneness. This is why the Shulchan Aruch tells us that just like a judgment in a court case requires three judges, so too the procedure of conversion, the mila and tvila, require three judges. Because the concept of taking a ger out of the tumah of the goyim and removing from him the orla, the sheker, and thereby bringing him into the holiness of the Jewish people, which is emes, is identical to the process of determining who's right and wrong in a litigation. The way we do that is by identifying the falseness and rejecting it and sorting out the truth. That's accomplished when you have three. When you have three, they can be a composite of the three things that we spoke about earlier. Right, left, and center. Shal yodom nichlal achra briya bekoidem abriya. Through them, we're able to take the creation and plug it into before creation. Shaydeze daiko ilami tuma latara. That's how we're able to exit from tuma and tatara. V'nizbatel ha-sheker shu'arav ha-tuma lagamri b'sharosha. And we eliminate the sheker, the evil, the impurity, totally at its source, at its roots. Al yidei shechoizrim v'nechlolem gam achra b'riye b'b'chines kulo yechod, kulo toiv. By plugging the creation into this level of koidam abriya, which is all oneness, all good. Ki ikar achizosam hoyorak machma sarichu g'meyechod. Because what gave this sitra achra its ability, its power, was that we moved away from one. But when you have a bezin of three who represent these three levels, the aleph, the mem, and the tuf, right, left, and center, whereby there you have the ability to merge it all into one, that eliminates the ra, the tuma totally, the yoitzimi tuma latara. The person exits from impurity to purity. And the ger is able, via these three judges, to enter into the holiness of the Jewish nation. In other words, Rav Nosson Zal explained, he showed us how oneness, look how clear this makes it. We learned earlier that when you talk about the midos of Hashem, let's say, the higher up you go, the closer you're getting to oneness. So even when we speak about Chachma and Bina, let's say, which are very high up on the ladder, there's still two. There's still a concept of a right and a left. But when you go upstairs all the way, when you go up to Keser, Ayin, there it's all oneness. Now we spoke about Emes. Emes is all the way down. Emes is on three floors down. You have Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvur, and you go Tiferes, which is Yaakov, which is Emes. So you would think on one hand, that's so far away from oneness. But the answer is it's not true. Because Emes is again example of oneness. Emes is achieved when you have a right and a left, and you merge, you're able to blend, you're able to make one out of them. That's Emes. That's this concept of this oneness. When you have before creation, which was right, you have creation, which was left, and now within creation, we're able to work at eliminating all the differences, all the things that make the creation different from before creation, and we're able to make this creation be able to merge together with before creation, bring it back to this oneness, that's Emes. This is why, note, Rav Nosson Zal used that wording. The Gemara says, any judge, he'll probably quote this, we'll see if it comes in the next paragraph, or certainly have this throughout Choshen Mishpat. The Gemara makes a statement that any court that zeiche to bring out a psa, hadon din emes lamitoi, where they zeiche to bring out a judgment that's the truth of truths, they are partners with Hashem in the creation of heaven and earth. That's the wording in the Gemara. When we talk about emes lamitoi, the Gemara says, the greatest accomplishment that a court can accomplish is when they're able to come up with a compromise. When they're able to show that this guy wasn't totally wrong, this guy isn't totally right, to be able to bring them together, to be able to make one out of them, make some kind of a pshara, make them reach some kind of a middle point that they can both agree on. That's the highest level of mishpat. Why? Because again, we're taking right and left and we're making one out of them. When a bezin has to give out a judgment that he's totally wrong and he's totally right, then they remain apart. They're two separate things. Unless, obviously, if they both accept the judgment. If the one who was totally wrong says, okay, if the person says, I accept this totally, I give up my case and I give up my position totally, I agree, he pays up to, then he's showing that he's submitting totally, but he's acknowledging that he was wrong, that he was totally left, you know, and therefore the total onus is on him. But when we're able to make a pshara, when we're able to bring that, that's restoring this oneness. And here again, that's the case of the convert. Jews are emes, we said. Goyim are sheker. By nature, that when a person comes along, when a goy comes along and says, I don't want to be a goy, we say, if you don't, but 1 second, you're loaded with sheker. You're wall-to-wall sheker. He says, fine, get rid of it. They take the knife, they cut off the arla. So they cut off the sheker at its source. They remove the sheker at its source, and then they dip him in the mikveh, in the water, which we said water is oneness. Water is that state that the world was in before creation. All wall-to-wall water, all oneness. Now the goy is showing. No, now we're taking left and making it into right. We're merging him. And again, that's why, obviously, this is such a Kiddush Hashem. Because here we're taking Achra Briya and merging it with Koidam Briya.